When we sit in inner stillness with our attention turned to the deeper reality within our own being, our concentration becomes creative. It creates a clearing in the world of our thoughts, through which the light and peace that abide deep in our being are released and shed their influence in the mind itself. Let us now turn to our practices. We should begin our meditation by making an interior bow or salutation to that invisible power, that deeper reality that is within and around us. In this way, we open ourselves to this tranquilizing and transforming influence. Let us now sit for a minute or two in this light. Now our breathing practice. Sit in relaxation in the meditation posture. Breathe consciously, slightly more deeply than usual, drawing up the in-breath as if from the navel to the spot between the eyebrows. And as you breathe, fill the mind with the thought, I am. I am points to our deeper nature, which is pure consciousness. It is different from the flow of thoughts of which it is aware. The I am in all of us is pure, peaceful, infinite, immortal, one in all. So let us do the practice together now for a few minutes. Breathe consciously, drawing up the in-breath as if from the navel to the spot between the eyebrows. As you breathe, fill the mind with the thought, I am. Next comes a visualization practice. Picture a blue, cloudless sky extending all around you without a limit. Feel the freedom, vastness, and purity of this great space and be one with it. Just rest in this sense of untainted and untaintable freedom and boundlessness. The sky is a symbol of our own higher consciousness, the limitless nature of our I am. So let us do the practice together now. Picture a blue, cloudless sky extending all around you without a limit. Feel the freedom, vastness, and purity of this great space and be one with it. When other images enter the mind, let them dissolve in the blue sky. Next, we have a meditation text. Om. The universal consciousness is in me. I am that. Peace and love are my attributes. Om. Ourself, when fully revealed, is realized as all-embracing. It is the support of all. It is the reality behind all appearances. It is perfect wholeness, fullness of being, free from all discord, duality and conflict. Being a complete unity, its natural expression, so to say, is peace and love. And remember, we are talking about my fundamental nature, my rediscovered real self. So let us now meditate on this great text. The universal consciousness is in me, and I am that. Peace and love are my attributes. Om. We end our meditation by sending forth thoughts of friendliness and fellow feeling to all. In this way, a current is created and the influence of peace and light spreads invisibly all around. And there is a passing on of the high and pure influence at the heart of our collective meditation practice. And we'll do this for a minute or two. Mm-hmm.